Welcome to the Real Estate Espresso Podcast, your morning shot of what's new in the world of real estate investing. I'm your host, Victor Menashe, and this is the weekend edition where we interview notable people from the world of real estate investing. Today's no exception. We have a great guest, but first, let's say a quick thank you to our sponsor. The Real Estate Espresso Podcast is brought to you by International Coffee Farms. International Coffee Farms owns and operates 10 specialty coffee farms in Boquete, Panama. These farms are divided into half-acre parcels, and they can be purchased for as little as $18,000. As a landowner, you'd profit from the cash flow generated by these properties in perpetuity. The idea of a safe, diversified offshore investment is intriguing to you. Check out International Coffee Farms at internationalcoffeefarms.com. That's internationalcoffeefarms.com. We are back. Here on the Weekend Edition, we have great guests where we interview notable people from the world of real estate investing. We have an awesome guest today. We have MC Laubscher. He's a wealth strategist. He's an educator, financial freedom fighter. He's the president and CEO of the Producers Wealth, and he is the host of the very popular Cashflow Ninja podcast. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me on, Victor.
So, MC, how did you get into the world of real estate investing? What's your origin story?
I'm originally from South Africa, so I bought my first property actually back in 2001. I was just a year out of university. I had my purple book moment. I dove really into it, studied as much as I can about real estate investing, and took action. So I still remember that first property, two bedroom, two bath, in a suburb of Cape Town, actually, Blouberg Beach. It was a great location. A lot of folks were commuting from there into the city. So that's kind of where I started. I started my journey, and I've been involved from there, single family real estate, multifamily real estate, in some mobile home parks and locations.
Well, and certainly South Africa, while it's a beautiful place, and I've been to Cape Town, I understand that the transaction costs are very high. The land transfer taxes, if I remember, up around 9%. And then you've got all the realtor fees and so on. So your transaction costs are incredibly high. So from there, coming to the United States must have been like a breath of fresh air.
And not to mention the interest rates.
Of course, sure.
I think my interest rate, I was around about 13%, 13, 14% that I bought it at. So yeah, absolutely. It was definitely a breath of fresh air.
So you came in 2001. You were into the teeth of a rising market that didn't last too long. And so what did you do next?
Yeah, so I went through that downturn, picked up some more real estate after there, and in the meantime I'm a constant learner. I always try to figure out how to do things a little bit better and more efficiently, and mentors has played a big role in my life. So this approach I kind of took from a sports background before I really knew that it was not only the shortcut to success in sports, but in all areas of life, right? Find a mentor, figure out what they do, study them, learn, and copy and paste. So I kind of did that and implemented and executed some strategies that I picked up from wealthy and real estate investors into my own life. I eventually saw a massive opportunity in the marketplace to help other real estate investors do the same thing. And that's where I formed my firm, which today, Producers Wealth. We're servicing clients virtually in the United States with strategy and setting up infinite banking structures for them within the strategy. As you mentioned before, I'm also the host of the Cashflow Ninja, keeping on learning from amazing Cashflow Ninjas on my show, and just being an absolute sponge, learning everything around cash flow, not just real estate, but all the other asset classes as well.
You know, cash flow is one of those things that is so vitally important. And oftentimes when I talk with real estate investors, they get incredibly focused on valuation and they often forget cash flow. And so I'm pleased that that's kind of at the center of what you talk about. It's the center of your show. It's the center of your strategies. What are some of the top mistakes that you see people make that are coming into your program, and how do you redirect them?
Yeah, I think the biggest one is that a lot of people focus so much on the 5 to 10% of the money that they have out in the marketplace and chase returns and try to, as you mentioned, look at the value, right? Force appreciation and so forth, where we take a very holistic approach and look at 100% of your money in your personal and your business economy. And look at where you warehouse your savings, right? How efficient is that? How efficient is your asset positioning? And then how efficient is the income that you're currently generating from investments? Because there are many things from a tax standpoint that you can do there, right there, to create a more efficient income or make inefficient income efficient. So I think inefficiency and just focusing on one small little piece of the big pie is one of the biggest mistakes that we've seen out there. So it truly plays into the whole strategy versus the product focus. You know, I always joke and say, you know, I'm from South Africa. I love watching golf. I love playing golf. And Ernie Els is one of my favorite golfers. And if I had to go and play the Masters and was offered Ernie's swing or his golf clubs, I would take his swing. But I think a lot of time we lose focus and we're so focused on the golf clubs that Ernie used to win a major, we forget all the other components to it, right, that goes into that swing. So, That's one of the biggest mistakes that we've seen out there with some of the clients that we have and we continue to see out there.
You know, I one of the things I see in the marketplace is that people are very deal focused. You know, I've got a deal, or it's really very transactional. In your experience, what should they be focusing on?
Well, the first thing that we have them focus on is the strategy. And of course, tying into that is, what do they want? I don't think most people even know what they want. You know, speaking about cash flow, they know they want cash flow, but why do you want cash flow? How much cash flow do you need? How much cash flow do you want? Because this all ties into the holistic planning with lifestyle design. So you have to have a vision for your life and for your family. You have to have a mission. You have to know where you want to go and what your life is going to look like. And then from then on, now we can plan. What's the best strategy for your particular situation? Not everybody wants the same thing. So it's going to be a different answer for everyone else. And then once we've established that, we establish a framework based on your mental capital and your relationship capital, which eventually will which will translate into your financial capital. We look at all those components to see where there are inefficiencies, should you be learning, what should you be studying, who should you spend time with. We talked about the importance of your environment. Who are some of the people that you need to meet? Who are some of the people that you need as part of your team for this strategy? And at the very end, Victor, that's kind of where the vehicles come in. And then we look at integrating vehicles to maximize their efficiency. So we talk about dollar maximization. Within that integration, we're going to have $1 doing many different things simultaneously. So I think a lot of people have the pyramid upside down, as you just mentioned. It's so deal focused and looking at the deal and is it a good deal? But what about all the other things that need to be in place before that? So if you're going to build a house, start with that solid foundation, which is you, your number one asset. And of course, focus on relationships and people, because anything that you want to achieve in this world and on this planet is going to involve you, your number one and greatest asset, and then also the people around us, right?
Exactly. You know, I think one of the biggest lies in real estate, and the educators use it as a hook to get people drawn in, is this myth of passive income. And I believe that real estate businesses, like any business, are active businesses, and you can invest passively in an active business, but there's no such thing as a passive business. And sometimes I think people get confused by that. There is always an active component to the business. What are your thoughts on that? And how do you get people to unwind some of these misconceptions?
No, and I love that you just said that too, because it ties into this mindset of retirement too, which is a complete myth, right? Means to be taken out of action, right? To become obsolete, to no longer contributing and producing to society. And this is basically, I mean, it originated here in the United States, superb marketing that you're going to work in a job that you don't like for the rest of your life, and your reward is you're going to stop working. And then passive income is kind of then pitched as a marketing tool that, well, you know, you can earn income without really doing something. So how these two kind of go hand in hand together. Well, how about we focus on ourselves and what we like to do with our lives, what we're passionate about, what we're interested about. And then also bring that into our lifetime style design. So we would want to do it every day, right? If you're passionate and interested about real estate and you want to build a real estate business, as you mentioned, you're going to be active in that. So depending on the niche that you're in and the type of strategies that you're employing in your real estate, enjoy it. This must be something that you absolutely enjoy. You like talking about it, teaching it, and so forth. And then you're not really just going to want to sit on a beach and sip a Mai Tai and want passive income. You're going to want to learn. You're going to want to be involved in the business in some shape or form.
Absolutely. Tell us a little bit about your podcast, The Cashflow Ninja Show.
Yeah, so the Cashflow Ninja kind of originated as I started my business, where a lot of people would come to me and say, MC, I want to learn more about this. What can you tell me about it? And I always take the standpoint, listen, I am not the authority on anything, but what I can do is I can get people that are absolutely very successful in that specific niche or that area that you want information on, and I can interview them. So it just kind of started as a passion project, I would say. But yeah, we've done it for about 3 years. We're I think at over 170 countries. We've had a significant growth in our audience, and we talk about cash flow strategies and then all the other components that go into it. We have a lot of stuff on personal development and so forth. But we look at asset classes, you know, all of them: real estate, commodities, gold, silver, oil. We look at businesses, online businesses, e-commerce in particular. We've had some great guests talking about that because that's a massive opportunity still today. And then also we focused on blockchain technologies and some of the crypto technologies that are out there, and some paper assets where people share strategies and efficient ways of creating income in that particular asset class. So it's been a lot of fun, a lot of learning. I've been exposed to a lot of different creative people with a lot of different creative strategies, which has been very, very enjoyable, a great learning experience. And I've been very, very pleased and honored to share it with my audience.
That's wonderful. I love that. And I've experienced a lot of the same thing. You know, one of the things that has been a very welcome side effect of producing this show, that is the Real Estate Espresso podcast, is developing relationships with great people like yourself, which otherwise may not have happened quite in the same way or in the same time frame.
That's been the most favorite part, is the relationships and, yeah, just learning all about people and their businesses, their background, you know, what impacted their life. Every one of us is unique in a way. We have our own story to tell. We're from different parts in the world, right? I'm from South Africa. I've had guests on that are from all over the world, you know, even a refugee from Iran, right, that ended up in the United States. He's built a phenomenal business over a year or two. So there's just so many different things, just learning and connecting and building relationships with a guest has been extremely, extremely rewarding. And it's just the value that has provided for me personally, and then also for the audience that get to share it, has been quite incredible.
Yeah, I love that. And you've had some great guests, and it's a great show. So folks, when you get done listening to this show, go check out the Cashflow Ninja. It's on a dozen different platforms. MC, what would be a couple of parting words you'd like to leave our audience with?
Yeah, thank you so much. I appreciate being on your show. They can follow the podcast at cashflowninja.com if they want to look at and see what we do at Producers Wealth. I've actually put together a course that they can access at yourownbankingsystem.com, and it's a free course where we just talk about the holistic approach to wealth creation and also share how you can be more efficient in your personal and your business economy along with your real estate investments.
Well, thanks, MC. For those of you who are thinking about your strategy, you can definitely learn an awful lot from MC. His content is first rate. Check out his show at Cashflow Ninja and yourownbankingsystem.com. In the meantime, have a great rest of your weekend. Go make some great things happen, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.